Whenever I get really into reading role-playing game books, one thing that I just cannot help myself doing is I start looking for television shows and movies to watch that really put me in the mood of that game. And so I love these games that have inspirational media pages somewhere toward the beginning that show all these different things that you can get into that are just like that game. My first game of Trinity Continuum Adventure was played during the Onyx Path Virtual Con this year, and just immediately afterwards, all I was allowing my kids to watch when we would get together as a family to watch things were, you know, Indiana Jones, Tintin, Rocket Man. Yeah, I was just like totally in that zone because I wanted to have more and more of that stuff because I loved the game so much. Well, hi, welcome back to Trinity Continuum Airwaves. My name is Corey Reynolds. I am your host for this show. It's a show all about the Trinity Continuum. So last night, for the first time, me and one of my daughters are sitting in the living room and I turn on Warehouse 13. First time we've ever seen it. I was actually very, very impressed by the pilot episode. We had a lot of fun watching it. By the time we finished it, all four of my older girls were downstairs watching it. Everybody loved it. And I kept explaining to them how much this was like the Trinity Continuum. I mean, these main characters, they are talents. You can just see their gifts as they're going through the story. But then also just the subject matter itself of looking for these awesome super science objects or strange objects in order to try to neutralize and put them into storage. You could very much see the Ion Society doing something like this, or one of the other groups in the Trinity Continuum core book, or maybe even in Aberrant. It would fit quite well in there. And in fact, a lot of the technology and things that they're picking up and using they're coming from the Adventure era. They're coming from the new Aether era. And so, man, whenever I see a show like this from the past that I somehow missed, I'm like, what in the world was I doing when this was on the air? How in the world did I not see this? But right now, I'm glad for something new to watch that's actually really cool and feels a lot like Trinity. So I'm loving Warehouse 13. If you guys haven't checked it out, you need to. But speaking of Aether technology, there has been a lot of new info released about Trinity Continuum Aether coming down the pipe next on the whole crowdfunding scene. We have a brand new story that was put up on the Onyx Path blog just today, written by Matthew Dawkins, the first part of a six-part series detailing some of this cool introduction to the Aether time period. And it's very cool. It mentions the fact that through an Aether gate, I guess, developed by Nikola Tesla, we've actually gone to Mars, and now the Martians are coming to us. Some very fascinating stuff there. I love what I'm seeing. As I've stated before, I'm a huge fan of the idea of the Aether. I got into it years ago, looking through a lot of Zetetic astronomy stuff back when the whole Flat Earth stuff was big online. I'm not a Flat Earther. If you are, by the way, give me a call. Let's talk about some stuff. I've got a lot of thoughts about that. But anyhow, the Aether thing, I got into really studying that, and it's fascinating what physicists used to believe about this versus what's changed after 1905. And so yeah, some really cool stuff. Matthew's really channeling a lot of that through what he wrote today. But in addition to that, we've been given a lot of new information just as they're setting us up for this new crowdfunding campaign. They've been talking quite a bit on the blog in the Monday meeting notes, and also even in the updates to the Adventure and Anima Kickstarters. They've been talking about what's going to be coming with Trinity Continuum Aether. And they mentioned these things: mental expansion, form mutation, matter warping, time manipulation, the discovery of new worlds, new peoples, new and terrifying possibilities. I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty darn cool to me. It also says, and with Aether came the doom of humankind. Aether brought the Martians to our world and the unraveling of the reality we know. So more coolness, the Martian invasion, the War of the Worlds ideas, those are so neat. These news articles say a lot of what we already knew, that it was a complete Victorian era setting and paths for characters to embark upon within it. Aether powers allowing you to manipulate fate, space, time, and even your own bodies in wondrous and horrifying ways. Societies both lawful and rogue looking to leave their imprint on the world, from those in league with Mina Harker to those affiliated with Dr. Jekyll and Moriarty. And story guide advice, secrets, hooks, and plots to enable you to start your game of Aether off with a bang. So I don't know. That's got me jazzed up. I can't wait for this one. Like I said, Anima's what drew my attention to Trinity, but Aether's going to be the one that makes me stick around. This is going to be a fun ride, and seeing what Matthew posted today just got me in the mood all the more. So I'm super excited about that. But you know what? There's also some Aberrant news this week. There's a couple of different things in the Monday meeting notes that mention new books for Aberrant that are along the way in the progress report here. We've got a book called Best at What I Do. which is a book on elites and other solo novas for Trinity Continuum Aberrant. That one sounds really interesting. There's also a book called Hated and Feared that's in the manuscript approval phase, and this is about the Terrigen and other Aberrant factions, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm really digging into the Aberrant core book, and I am having a blast reading all this cool stuff that I find in here, especially last night I was reading through the Project Proteus stuff, and I come across the Medusa protocols, the Medusa green, yellow, red, and infrared, and I was flipping out over just the pure imagination fuel that's presented in that section. To think about playing a group of, let's say, mortal or talent agents in Project Proteus who are going on a mission to somehow subdue or maybe even kill with Medusa infrared, kill an aberrant. That just sounds super awesome. We're actually gearing up on a play-by-post forum that I run for a Wild Hunt game in Exalted 3rd Edition where we're all playing dragon-blooded characters getting ready to hunt down a solar. And so I feel like it's a very similar sort of feel, except maybe you don't have even as much power as a dragonblood has. I mean, of course you probably don't. You're just a human. But thinking about how you go about bringing down one of these just gods among men, it's such a fun idea. It's very much like The Boys, which is one of my favorite current shows. And so I just love the ideas. Even if you don't go Medusa infrared, even if you back it up to like yellow or green and trying to subdue a Nova for a time and maybe calm them down or incarcerate them or something like that, I just think that would be a lot of fun. I was imagining just dozens of different possible stories that could be told just in that one section of the book by itself. I mean, that's how awesome these role-playing books are, aren't they? I mean, they're just filled with plot hooks that let you just grab on and just run with it. So I am just loving that stuff right now, having a blast with Aberrant. But as much fun as I'm having with the Aberrant book right now, I can't wait to finish it because I've got this Ion book sitting here that I can't wait to dig into. And what I'm most looking forward to is just seeing how the overall story of the world is progressing from era to era. It's so much fun just uncovering the secrets of the world and the history of the world. So looking very much forward to that. But right now on the show, the phone lines are open, and that number is 678-369-3214. And if you have a question or comment for us, then I need you to call that number so that you can get your thoughts on our show. And we have one caller today, so let's go ahead to line one. Go ahead.
Hi, I mainly play Exalted, and it has really simple mass combat rules. And I was wondering if Trinity was the same way.
Yes, thank you, caller. You're right. Exalted 3rd Edition does have a phenomenally simple and easy-to-use mass combat system with the idea of battle groups that can scale from anywhere from just a couple of people all the way up to hundreds or even thousands, and how even one person can deal with huge numbers of people like that. It's a very cool system. Trinity does have a way of handling mass combat or larger scale scenes. There are actually two different ways you could possibly take care of that in Trinity. One of them is called scene combat. And scene combat really takes a step back from the blow-by-blow, turn-by-turn combat that you're used to in the system, and instead just kind of abstracts things out another level, where the story guide chooses the overall difficulty of the encounter or strength of the enemies, and can set it either at weak or elite. And essentially what that does is it just puts an extra complication on top of a roll to defeat these enemies. And if you don't overcome the complication, then you take injury conditions. And so it turns combat into a very fast thing where you're just rolling some dice, seeing how many people you take out. If you don't overcome the complication, you take a hit, and it's so fast, like back and forth. But that only really covers like a certain number of combatants. I mean, I wouldn't want to scale that up to hundreds of people or whatever. There is another system that really is called out in the vehicle combat chapter, and it's in a section headed by the words target-rich environments on page 119 of the Trinity Continuum core book. And this is really, it's really more for vehicles, but at the same time, it presents a system that you might use in a very, very large-scale combat. The thing is, though, large-scale combat in Trinity is going to be a little bit different than in Exalted, because in Exalted, you're going to have a solar or a lunar or some other super powerful character that is able to just go in there and just mop the floor with a bunch of weaklings. Well, in Trinity, everybody's kind of on a similar playing field, especially if you're in the core. Now, I haven't read far enough into the Aberrant book yet to know if they have a really good mass combat system for Novas. I'm assuming that they probably do. I'll probably read about that sometime in the next week or so, and then I can come back on here on another episode and correct myself and say, yes, they actually have a very easy way for Novas to wipe the floor with 100 people. But just going with the Trinity Continuum core, I will say that you're either going to do this scene combat thing with a few combatants to just take care of the combat easily, or you're going to be in one of these target-rich environments kind of a thing where you're in a massive battle with lots of vehicles and things like that. And it abstracts it even further so that the story guide is setting the strength level for the various sides of the combat and then rolling them against each other to determine large-scale victory. So your character might just be piloting a tank or an aircraft or something like that, but is involved in a much larger combat. Well, you're not going to simulate every single jet taking down another jet or every tank rolling over an enemy troop or something like that. You're going to have to abstract that battle into a much shorter, large-scale thing. And so that's what they do. I feel like it handles it pretty well. I will say that that is the most complicated part of the entire book to read. It's something that you probably need to see in play before you're able to really figure out how it works. But they do have you covered for that kind of thing. And like I said, I'll report back once I find out what they have in place for Novas, just smashing through hundreds of extras or whatnot. But anyway, good call. Thanks for the call. And if you want to school me on exactly how Novas can destroy hundreds of people at a time, if you know all about that, then why don't you call in? The number is, again, 678-369-3214. Or if you have a different comment or question, or if you just want to geek out about Aether along with me, what are you thinking about the new game? What are some of your first ideas of stories that you're going to tell in this new Victorian world that's being handed to us? Call into the show, 678-369-3214, or write us an email and send it to trinitycontinuumairwaves@gmail.com, and we will deal with your question or comment on the show. But for now, that's going to about wrap it up for this show, and I can't wait to meet you in the next one.